523.
Well, now the latest on the fiscal cliff. Congressional budget experts are offering a dire analysis of what would happen to the economy if these tax increases and spending cuts can't be averted. The report from the Congressional Budget Office says the economy would go back into recession with the jobless rate jumping to more than 9%.
But the analysis assumes a long standoff that would leave those tax hikes and spending cuts in effect for the entire year, and many analysts think that's unlikely to happen. Joining us to talk about it, Martin Cady, congressional editor for Politico. Hiya, Martin.
How you doing?
Good. A key player in all of this, of course, House Speaker John Boehner, who now is saying he's ready to be led on taxes. What does that mean exactly?
Well, it's interesting. John Boehner saying he's ready to be led by Barack Obama on taxes does not exactly mean he's ready to do what Barack Obama wants to do on taxes. Where's the middle ground, you might ask? It's not in a tax increase, but it's also not exactly what Republicans want, and that's what they're trying to figure out. What Republicans seem to be moving toward is more tax revenues without raising individual tax rates. That might mean getting rid of certain deductions, closing certain loopholes. I don't think that's good enough for a fairly invigorated president who just got elected to a second term, who still wants to raise taxes on households that make more than $250,000 a year.
Now, we are hearing talk that there may be a meeting between the president and congressional leaders. What's the latest on that you're hearing?
I don't know if we've heard of anything specifically scheduled, but look, it has to happen very soon. It's the first week in November, and this fiscal cliff gets hit. We start to hit it on New Year's Eve. You take away a week for Thanksgiving, and then they'll pretty much go home on December 21st for the Christmas and New Year holidays. So you have a limited number of weeks to really negotiate something out. One of the backup plans is to punt it for a month or two to buy more time in January and February to do this, of course.
Before we go, do you get the sense up there that there is a willingness to get something done?
Definitely is a willingness. John Boehner, if you listen to him and watch the body language, there was a tone of reconciliation there. He didn't change the substance of his views on taxes, but there was this tone of let's work together. Obama wants to do that too. Obama never has to run for re-election. He doesn't have to worry about the liberal base feeling turned off to him. And let's not forget about the Senate, where all the gridlock happens. Harry Reid actually expanded his Democratic majority to 55 senators on the Democratic caucus side. So that doesn't mean Republicans are all going to fold up and give Barack Obama everything he wants, but you know, they're ready to talk.
All right, Martin, good to talk to you again. Thanks
so
much.
Thank you. Thanks.
Martin Cady, congressional editor for Politico.